Paddy Power presents From the Horse's Mouth.
Yes, you're very welcome back. Day two, done and dusted. Russian Emperor in the Hampton Court. He enters the Derby picture. Lord North, very impressive in the Prince of Wales Stakes for Ruby Walsh. And Tactical, providing a royal winner in the Windsor Castle. But onwards we go to day three. Delighted to be joined by the Three Musketeers once again. Ruby Walsh, Paddy Power and Frank Hickey. And without further ado, because we've got lots to get through again on day three, we're going to start with you, Frank. And we are going to start on day three with the Wolverton Stakes.
That's a competitive looking race. I didn't love it, to be honest. Luckily, I didn't have to price it. Foxtel. He's interesting. He's a reputation. I thought it was very interesting that Aloe Vera was kept in training as a four-year-old. She had two quick runs last May for Rafe Beckett, won over 10 furlongs at Chepstow on her debut, getting up late in the day. But she was very impressive in a list of basic goals subsequently. Absolutely hacked up. She's a fair bit to find now, but I just thought it was interesting they were running her in the race. And around the 20-1 mark, I might have a few quid each way for four places in this race as well.
Very good. Money back, second, third or fourth as well, up to a tenner with Paddy Power. Terms and conditions apply. Ruby, your take on the Wolverton?
I fancy Sir Dragon. I think he's dropping back down to list of class. People would argue he was a bit disappointed on his last start in Nace. I'm going to forgive him that. He was fifth in last year's Derby. And I think he could be a grade one horse runner in the list of rest. So it's a Dragon A for me.
Sir Dragon A for Ruby Walsh. Paddy Power?
Yeah, I'm going to actually go for the other joint favourite, Foxtel. I just thought the fourth in the Champion Stakes is probably strong enough for him. And Sir Dragon is just a little bit unreliable for me. So I think Foxtel for me.
Foxtel for Paddy Power and the Wolverton. On we go then. 2:25 at the Jersey Stakes. King Leonidas tops the market at 11-4 for Paddy Power. Mulhatham next in at 9-2 alongside Monarch of Egypt. Celestan is 7-1, 9-1, and bigger the rest. Four places with Paddy Power, and we'll start with Ruby Walsh. Ruby, what do you think of the Jersey?
Yeah, look, obviously Frankie Dettori and John Gosling, they have a huge following, so King Leonidas will probably start favourite. Molotam for Roger Varian and Jim Crowley. I mean, Jim Crowley and Handel Al-Mac Tomb, they're winning all around them this week. And plenty of people will make a case for Monarch of Egypt. He didn't seem to get much of a run in the Irish Guineas. I'm probably not the massive fan of the horse, so I'll side with King Leonidas.
Original thinking there from Ruby Walsh. Frank, we'll go to you in the Jersey.
I actually thought Final Song was a big price here, Tom. Again, we've got the four places. She ran a cracker in the 1,000 guineas at Newmarket. So much so that she traded 2.9 in the run, even though she was 100-1 shot. Well, and just backed out of it in the last 150 yards or so. If you go back to last season, she won her first race at Ascot and then ran a cracker when 6-1 favourite Queen Mary. That was a strong renewal with raffle prize, a Group 1 winner, winning that day. And you had nice horses like Liberty Beach and Al Raya in behind her. I just think they dropped to 7 furlongs. What we haven't mentioned yet is there seems to be quite a draw bias as well towards the higher numbers, looking at the way the races were run the first 2 days. And she's drawn 13, which is no negative. I think she's a fair each way bet now.
Paddy, you're taking the Jersey?
Yeah, funny, I was agreeing with Frank for the each way, and not just because he said it. If you come to me first, I would have said it too. But Final Song, I thought, was a good price. If the rain continues to not fall or something, you know what I mean? They haven't had the rain that we thought they were going to have. And King Leonidas would be more suited to the better grounds. The rain will be bad for that one. But I think Final Song at 9 or 10 to 1 is definitely worth an each way bet.
Very good. 3 o'clock, the Chesham Stakes Battleground. Aidan O'Brien has quite a good record in this race. 2-1 favourite for him and Ryan Moore. Modern News next in, 130, 9-2 Golden Flame. 6-1 Bright Devil, 15-2 First Prophet, 16-1 and bigger the rest. Paddy, I'll start with you. Do you fancy anything in the Chesham?
Well, I do, and this is very interesting, the reason why I fancy this horse, and the reason why it's Golden Flame for Mark Johnston, Frankie Dettori, and you might be able to tell me the reason why, because the other night we were doing our preview of the week when we had Jason Weaver on, he tipped this up, I think, and I backed it. I scribbled the bet down while I was taking notes from what he was saying, but I can't remember why I backed it, but there's some reason that he said that was positive about Golden Flame, so therefore I fancy that.
He said Golden Pal of Wesley Ward's.
Very good. Ruby, please tell me at least you haven't backed the wrong horse, have you?
Not yet. I've been backing Frank's one, so yeah, I have been backing the wrong horse. But what do I fancy in here? I'm not sure. Obviously, you saw it today with Tactical, who got beaten on his first start in Newmarket. He improved enough to win that two-year-old race on Wednesday. Maybe Battleground will do the same. Modern News is a good winner. So was Cocoa to Flame was second. I actually was given a chance to Concessions that doesn't run. But First Profit for Charlie Fellows, I think Jason Weaver gave that a mention as well. He scored at Newbury last Friday, and he's a good. There's a dead eight here, so you're looking for something each way. 15-2, First Profit.
Very good. Frank, Chesham.
Yeah, that First Profit's got a bit of an engine, all right, because he was clueless enough at Newbury and still got it done. But I'm going to stick with the Godolphin Horse Modern News. The third let the form down a little bit in the Windsor Castle today, but he was drawn on the wrong side and he could never get into it. I thought he might handle the five furlongs, and he didn't. This Modern News looks a nice horse. The second Noble Dynasty looks top class as well, and I think they might back up last year's win in the race.
Very good. 3:35 tomorrow on D3 Royal Ascot is the Ascot Gold Cup. And topping the market at 8-13 currently is Stradivarius. Technician is next in 4-1. 11-1 AF Road. 12-1 Moonlight Spirit. 14-1 Cross Counter. And 40-1 the two rags. The three rags even. Mekong, Prince of Arran, and With Old. Frank, I'll start with you. The Jewel and the Crown. The Ascot Gold Cup. Can Stradivarius be beaten?
Probably not. The only thing that would give the rest a little bit of hope would be if you buckle it down. There is some rain forecast tomorrow. It's difficult to know what will fall. If I was looking for a bet in the race, I'd probably back Technician without Stradivarius. I think it'd be roughly around the 11-8 mark. He progressed last year. He's unbeaten on soft ground, so the rain will suit him if it comes. And he won a Group 2 and a Group 1 at Longchamp at the tail end of last year. I think he should stay. Just to me, it doesn't look the strongest race in the world, and not all of them are going to appreciate ground if it gets easy either. So, yeah, I think he might be able to come second Stradivarius if the rain gets into the ground.
Paddy, would you be with or against the Fav here?
Well, that's an interesting way for Frank's looking at it, because I was thinking just do the forecast Stradivarius Technician. I think it looks between the two of them, and Stradivarius obviously the very, very more likely winner. So, I'm just going to forecast the two of them. I might back Technician without them. 11-8 sounds big.
Ruby?
Yeah, I disagree with the lads, really. The only thing was, I did talk to John Gosden on Monday night on the radio, and he was a little concerned about Stradivarius backing up after having such a hard race in the Coronation Cup. He kind of thought that Stradivarius probably nearly broke the track record himself, finishing third, and he did have quite a hard race compared to his prep last year in York when he won the two-mile race up there. The mile and six race in York in May. It was a much easier prep for the Gold Cup than the Coronation Cup in Newmarket was, so... That's the only slight worry. He's the best horse, and I think he'll make a 3 out of 3, but John Gosden does have a concern.
This year at Royal Ascot, things are going to be a little different. The only royalty present will be the horses, with the thoroughbreds taking the crown as well as the glory. To celebrate their coronation, Paddy Power are giving money back as a free bet if your horse finishes second, third or fourth in the 150 at Royal Ascot today. Hurrah! Get ready for a right royal knees up. Or should that be hooves up? Well, either works really. Online exclusive. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. You're listening to From the Horse's Mouth by Paddy Power.
Frank, we're going to go back and mop up the nuts and bolts. 115, the Golden Gates handicap. 16 go to post here. And we're 5 places. We're Paddy Power acquitted, tops the market. 4-1, Global Storm, 9-2. 11-2, Hypothetical, 17-2, Maori Knight, 9-1, and bigger the rest. Talk us through this one.
Yeah, I like Highland Chief for Paul and Oliver Cole. Useful two-year-old last year, won on debut Newmarket over 5 furlongs. Thought that was quite a good performance considering he's bred for further. Of course, he beat that day separate, was third in a Group 3, just rated 98. Went to Ascot for the Chesham last year and ran a cracker, went third behind Pinatubo and Lupe Fernandez. That was solid form. Was off then for 3 months and reappeared at Newmarket in the Royal Lodge. I think he pulled a muscle in his back that day, so he put a line through that. He does carry top weight. But he's rated 101, and I think he probably has 5 or 6 pounds in hand anyway. He might need it, but he's drawn 16. That's actually not the worst place to be. Actually, a high draw over 10 furlongs is more beneficial than a low draw. So I thought with the extra places, he was worked in each way this week.
Very good. 4:10 is the Britannia. and 24 in this. And as you mentioned, you want to be kind of on that stands rail. There seems to be a good bias, as per usual, at Royal Ascot and all Ascot meetings over, particularly the straight course, Frank. Finest Sound tops this one, 3-1, 11-2, Enemy. Verboten 8-1 alongside Kaluzi 10-1. Starcat 14-1. Bar, 6 places with Paddy Power. Frank, talk to us about draw bias and what you fancy in this race.
Yeah, again, high, like watching what happened the first 2 days, there's definitely an advantage of being drawn high. And I'm going to go for one drawn 17. No which way, just find a sound to win. Ran in some nice maidens last year, was third to Palace Pier, beaten 3 3/4 lengths, was third to Via de Vega, who was trying to group company afterwards by 3 lengths, and was third to Kinross. All very good maidens. Got an opening mark of 82. It did look lenient. I priced that race in Haylock. I put him in short. I think he was well handled. Went for a open market, and I thought, oh, he must badly need to run, and he absolutely bolted up. He was extremely impressive visually. Then you went and looked at the clock, and his section was mind-blowing nearly. It was an incredible section. He's only got a £5 penalty here. He'll be a lot higher if the handicapper got his way. He's chucked in. He's got the draw you want. And I just think he's going to take an awful lot of beating.
Very good. The Sandringham rounds out day 3 at Royal Ascot at 20-5. African Dream tops the betting at 7-4 currently. Sofika is next in at 9-2. Declared Interest 17-2. 10-1 Dubai Love 11-1. Waliak and 14-1 Bar. Frank, 5 places here with Paddy Power again. Anything worth chancing at a price?
Yeah, well, look, African Dream is £16 well in, so she could take an awful lot of beating. She's got a high draw. Just a small bit worried about the jockey booking. If Frankie was on this now, you'd think it was a good thing. I'm going to take a chance. One of double figure price at the moment. Waliak for Roger Varian. Drawn 18, where you want to be. She had 2 decent runs in Newmarket Maidens, second both times. They look useful efforts and absolutely bolted up at Wolverhampton in November. She's been off since. She'll handle a bit of cut if the rain comes. As I said, she's got a perfect draw. We're 5 places and she's double figure price.
Lovely. Best bets time for day 3 at Royal Ascot. Ruby Walsh, we'll start with you. What is your best bet tomorrow?
I'm going to go for Sir Dragon. I know Fox Tal is a strong and worthy favourite, but I like Sir Dragon. I think he's a horse that hasn't proven or shown his best yet.
Very good. Sir Dragon for Ruby Walsh in the Wolverton. Paddy Power?
I'm going to get mine out of the way early. The very first race, I'm going to go for the favourite there, Acquitted. I think it's quite well handicapped, only around 4-1 or 9-2 or thereabouts, but I think we'll take all the beating under Ryan Moore.
Very good. And Frank Hickey, your best bet on day 3 of Royal Ascot?
Britannia, Finest Sound.
Very good. I'll throw in Monarch of Egypt in the jersey for good measure. My thanks to the lads and thanks to you for listening. Still got loads left to go in the week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
From the Horse's Mouth is a Muddy Knees Media production for Paddy Power.